This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Gas prices are high, but many Coloradans are road tripping for this Memorial Day holiday. CDOT expects traffic to return to pre-pandemic numbers, and the AAA says gas prices are expected to rise further heading into the summer. The state's positive test rate for COVID-19 is up again, above 10% as of last week, four times what it was a couple of months ago. The school shooting last week in Texas hit home for Colorado State Senator Julie Gonzalez. She grew up near where it happened, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Senator Gonzalez spent her middle and high school years in the South Texas brush country, about 50 miles from the city where a deadly attack on an elementary school took place last week. Gonzalez says that city, Uvalde, is the heart of the area.
It's a bigger town in a sea of like little tiny small towns. I don't even know what the population is, but we thought it was real fancy because they had a movie theater.
She loved visiting nearby Uvalde as a teenager, and she was horrified last week to learn of the shooting. It hit even harder in the aftermath as she saw friends back home share their grief on social media.
This tragedy has been just stunning to everybody who's been impacted. The families, but the entire community is, I think, just in shock.
Gonzalez was elected to office in 2018, and since then, Colorado has seen mass shootings in Denver tattoo shops, a Boulder grocery store, the STEM school in Highlands Ranch.
There are so many survivors. There are too many survivors of these mass shootings in Colorado, in Texas, and across the country. And how dare we not act as a nation?
Gonzalez, a Democrat, has helped to pass some gun law reforms and increased funding for mental health here in the state. But she says the next step falls to Congress. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Next on Morning Edition, what many of those mass shooters have in common and what can be learned from a growing database of shooters. It's Morning Edition here on CPR News.